Boker Tov, good morning, we're back. One more day till Friday, Dave said it best. Baruch Hashem, I apologize, yesterday I was also not here, I was out sick. You know what I learned? I learned something very important. Last week or a few weeks ago I was sick, and I tried to fight through the sickness. I had just a little cold. I said, no, I'm going to come and push and push and push. The whole week I was sick and it wouldn't get better. It took me 7 days till I finally got better. Yesterday I was very sick, so I said, you know what, I'm going to cancel everything, put everything away, take a day of rest, just fully function myself to become better. And Hashem blesses you. Whenever you try to take care of yourself, Hashem will help you take care of yourself also. So you have to really take care of your bodies. That's what the Torah says, Shmartem al Nafshadachem. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shlema of all the Cholim, Ubichlanam, Chemda, Barakha, Chadujan, Amen, Chanu, Kamar, Rifka, Sarah, Ban Manir. Shalom, Sarah, David, Melchad, Yafa, Bedore, Rifka, Bedore, Rifka, Bedore, Sarah, Shalom, Yisar, Pahim, Anaya. משה בן חנה יפה בן מרים ויהודה בן יפה חייס ומתחור רחל בן חנה סנמחה בן מלכה מרים בן החבד בן מרים חנה דיינה בן עומר חנה סבן חנה יסר בן חנה גברית בן מלכה דן ויסר זה בן מלכי יפה בן מלכה מלכה ישו בן מנתר בן יפה יוסם בן רמשו בן שום בן יפה יוסם בן יפה דניה בן דינה סמחה בן נאה אפרה בן נאה מגיד לבד דיה כוש שם כנדו כנדו אלינה וגב בן מרים גברית ישו בן נחם חנה מלכה בסר בב שלמה משמסי בן נחם דוד אריה בן רבקה ולהבדיל מנשמת דוד בן אליהו בן אמין בן ישחק Liel Dina Bat Ephraim Shimon Mishal Rina Makamatam Boaz Ben Avram Dina Bat Aaron. And of course, thank you to our sponsor for today's breakfast and the Hematian family. Thank you very much. Lilui Nishmat Tamar Bracha Bat Avraham. Okay, we are continuing this week's Parashah Devarim. We talked a lot about this week's Parashah already. We spoke about Og, the King Og Melech HaBashan. We spoke about why Hashem told Moshe not to fear him, the mitzvah that he did. We spoke about that. Today I want to talk about something very important in the book of Devarim itself, in the whole book, but more specifically in this week's parasha. There's one difference in how Moshe is spoken to, or Moshe references to how he is spoken to in this week's parasha, different than any other part, any other book of the Torah. If you look at the other books of the Torah, Bereshit, Shemot, Vayikra, Bamidbar, it is a narrative of Vaydaber Adonai Moshe Lemor. The narrative is Hashem is speaking to Moshe. Right? It's speaking in third person. God speaks to Moshe saying, so on and so forth, command the Jewish people to go forward and do this. In this week's parasha, we actually see something very interesting that the Torah, and not only in this week's parasha, but generally for the whole continuation of the book of Devarim, we see something very interesting that Hashem doesn't speak to Moshe, and it's not in third person anymore. The Pesukim, the way they write it, is Vaydaber Adonai Elai Lemor. Hashem is speaking to me, saying. And it goes into second person. And it starts getting more precise, more specific. And the question is, why? The question is, what is the importance of Hashem speaking now, or Moshe referencing to this last book of the Torah in second person? And what lesson can we really learn from that? The whole parasha, right? If you look at the parasha, it references it many times, whether it's talking about the appointing of the judges, or it's talking about the mission of the spies, going back, talking about what the spies did, right? This week's parasha, it goes back and tells us what was the job of the spies, what did they want to do? They wanted to go and spy out the land of Israel, they came back with bad news, and so on and so forth. But the way it words is that Hashem is speaking to me saying, not Hashem is speaking to Moshe. What is that change? What's the importance of that change? And I actually think that change is something that's so vital, it's so important, something that we can all learn from. It's really a perspective on how you look at Hashem and how you look at the Torah. If you look at the Torah as, oh, it's another book. It's a book of God speaks to Moses, God speaks to Moshe, teaching us lessons, so on and so forth. Okay, it's good, but you're missing a big part of the Torah. When you get to the book of Devarim, the final book in the Torah is trying to teach us a very important lesson. It's saying the book is not about Hashem is speaking to Moshe in a third person. Vaydaber Adonai Elai Lemor. God is speaking to me. God is speaking to each and every one of us, saying X, Y, and Z. Meaning, when God is speaking, don't think that Hashem is speaking to, oh, He's speaking to the Jewish people when they lived a few thousand years ago. It's not for today's generation. When it says to keep Shabbat, no, it's not for today's generation. The keeping kosher, or keeping this mitzvah, keeping that mitzvah, or being honest in business, making sure you don't cheat in business, that was only for their generation, not for today. Chas v'shalom. In this week's parasha, we start to realize that hey, when you go back and look at all of the Torah, it's not about God speaking to them, or God speaking in third person. It's God speaking to me. Each and every one of us have to be able to take lessons from our Torah and live to them in this week's in this day and age. When you look at the laws and the teachings and the lessons that we learn from our parashiyot, it's not just Hashem speaking to the Jewish people in whole. It's God speaking to each and every one of us. Now, when you get to this point and this perspective, your whole ideology changes. And when you start looking and seeing God in that way, Hashem starts speaking to you in a different way as well. People always ask me, they say, right, we had Nevi'im, we had prophets. Today we don't have prophets. We're not as close to Hashem. We're distant from Hashem. So how does Hashem converse with us? How does Hashem speak to us? And people think, oh, now that we don't have prophets, that's it. Hashem doesn't speak to us anymore. That's not true. Hashem speaks to us. He still does speak to us, right? He speaks to us through our tefillot, through our prayers, through our Torah learning. But even more than that, the closer a person gets to Hashem, the more Hashem sends signs and messages to him. It could be that, yeah, back in the day, they were much closer to Hashem. They had prophets. They had people who would directly speak to Hashem. Nowadays, we may not be on that level to be able to do that. But what do we have? We still have opportunity to be able to converse and speak to Hashem through Hashem's messages. He sends us signs. Now, how we react and respond to those messages is the difference between speaking to God or not. If you want to speak to Hashem, it depends on how you want to respond to those messages. Hashem sends something your way. How do you respond to it? Hashem makes a person sick, God forbid. Hashem throws an obstacle at work, an obstacle in business. How do you respond to those obstacles? How do you respond to those challenges and those difficulties? The way you respond to them is the difference between if you are trying to speak to God or not. And I think that's what, you know, it's a real idea from this week's parasha is really all that. Is that God is not speaking to someone else. God is not speaking to a general nation that lived many years ago. It's not. And a lot of times when you read the Torah without proper education, without proper explanation, and a lot of times you read it in like the biblical form, it doesn't sound so practical. When you understand it in a real explanation or manner, and you completely comprehend what's written in the book of the Torah, it's actually so practical. Every single word is not extra. There's no extra letter. There's no extra word. There's no extra nekudah. You know, on Shabbat, or any day we read the Torah, they read it with ta'amim. They read it with the sounds, right? The different ta'amim that are read. What are these ta'amim? You know, each and every one of these ta'amim, for each and every letter, each and every word that's written in the Torah has meaning behind it. It's not just, oh, they made random sounds to make the Torah sound nice. It has so much meaning behind each and every letter and each and every word. The Torah is speaking to us. We learn lessons. Not only that, at the end of each and every parasha, when you look at each and every parasha, if you look in the art scroll Chumash, they even bring it. They have a mnemonic at the end of the parasha that tells you how many psukim, how many verses there were in that whole parasha. Why? It's coming to teach us another lesson. They take the amount of verses that are put in every parasha and they say, we're coming to teach you a lesson. If you go back, actually, I'll teach you an interesting lesson. When we were talking, I think it was last week, we were talking in Parashat Matot, we were talking about vows. A person making a vow, making sure that any word that comes out of your mouth, a person keeps and he doesn't violate. In that parasha, you know how many psukim there were? 112. So at the end of the parasha brings a mnemonic. The mnemonic is baki. You know, there's something called numerical value. Numerical value means the amount in number, you can take it and calculate it in the Hebrew letters. So for example, Aleph would be 1, Bet would be 2, so on and so forth. You get to Yud, Yud is 10, Kaf is 20. You go on and on and on, you get to Kuf 100, Resh 200, Shin 300, Taf 400. Every letter has a numerical value. The amount of pesukim in the parasha commence to 112 pesukim. So they said, baki. Baki means to be fluent. And the parasha was teaching us over there that only somebody who's really fluent in the laws of vows, nidarim, swears, promises, all those types of things, is able to be a teacher in that aspect. You can't just be someone who teaches without being so fluent in those laws, because they're very articulate. Every single word, every single letter, every single pasuk is not extra. The Torah was prescribed and said in a certain way for us to learn lessons from them. And I think that's one very important point from this week's parasha. That in general, before we even get to the depth of what the parasha is all about, we understand that the parasha is talking directly to us. When we look inside and we learn, this week's parasha talks about, and we're going back talking about the appointing of the judges. We're talking about the spies. We're talking about Esav. We're talking about, you know, Moav. We're talking about the going against the war with Sichon, the king of Emori, against the king of Og, Melech HaBashan. All of these stories that we go back and we're repeating back. Why is it telling it all to us? It sounds very repetitive. And the answer is, no, it's not. Each and every thing in this week's parasha, and each and every thing in the Torah, can come and teach us another lesson. Why? Vayidaber Adonai Elai Lemor. Hashem is not speaking to Moshe. Hashem is not speaking to the Jewish people of 1,000 years ago. Hashem is speaking to each and every one of us every single day. And this is something that when you pay more attention to your daily lives, and you see when things come your way, when something comes your way, and you start to think, why is Hashem doing this to me? Start to comprehend that there's reasoning behind every single thing that Hashem does. There's calculation behind it. He does each and everything for a specific reason. He has so many calculations behind all of his decisions, why he makes things happen, when he makes things happen. You know, when something happens to someone on a specific day, why does Hashem decide that that happens to them on that day? Hashem has calculation behind it. Understand that it's Hashem talking to you. Don't think that anything in the world is in vain. There's nothing that is for no reason. Every single thing that happens to you, Hashem is doing to you for a very specific reason. Now it's our job to try to get closer to Him and closer to Him, so that B'ezrat Hashem, over time, we will slowly, slowly comprehend those reasons, understand them, and through those reasons, we'll be able to get closer and closer to Him, until we find the Mashiach Tzidkenu very soon, B'ezrat Hashem. Have a great day, everyone.